Just as a reminder, because I know most of you haven't hung up that quickly, couple quick announcements. Want to let folks know that if you're looking for, this is a totally different train of thought, and I'll share with you who's coming up, who's on tap for the next couple weeks, but I had this at the top of my notes. The drops, the whatever we call them, to show people the magnitude, or to simply, with your own waterfall and your own water bottle, because the bottle is not one that you can, how do we know when the filter's bad? Well, the way to know is get a set of the drops. They're $12, and these are not the ones at Walmart or at your local pet store. Those are great, but they don't have the degree of to show the drastic changes that can take place in alkalinity or acid in the pH of the water. We want the full spectrum to line up with the color charts. Focus on Growth has the drops for $12 for a 2-ounce bottle, which is more than enough if you're just using it for yourself to know when you need to change that filter, bottle, or in your waterfall. If you're like me or you're like ours and the light's not working correctly, who cares about the light? You're relying on a battery and electrical components to tell you. The chemicals never lie. The drops will never lie. So I encourage you to get a set of the drops. If you find another source that's less expensive than $12, then get them. But if you want the complete range of the color spectrum, Focus on Growth has them. Terry Latham, these are the same drops that Rick Murphy uses on the water demo that's on YouTube. That's on Dennis and Ruth's website in the water section. But I can't encourage you enough to get them, and they've got them.
Okay. Vance, the sensitivity of those new drops is dramatically it's dramatically different than the old, what we used to do.
Yeah, it's huge. And if you're just checking for chlorine, that's one thing. Well, go to Walmart, go to Kmart, go to the pet store, get the little, the OTO drops. But if you want to really have some fun and help educate people on the difference in pH, I had this discussion with a firefighter yesterday, and he did. You could tell I was talking. I should have just been speaking to the concrete because I was getting nowhere. The concept that Gatorade and pop. I mean, he doesn't drink pop, but you just know. And when people don't, there's nobody there. The elevator wasn't going to the top when it comes to the magnitude of the difference that high pH water can make. And I know this has been an educational curve for all of us. So I wanted to mention that. Next Saturday, I'm really, really, really excited about the two gals. I always get excited about the people that we get to have share their story on Saturday. But next Saturday, have two. Sandy Martin and Jerry Hickson are both going to be on the line. Both these young ladies, and I say that tongue-in-cheek, they're not young as far as our standards here, how we measure age, but they're not only young at heart, but they're young in spirit. And I think I'm calling this call, decades or 6-7 decades of common sense solutions to maximize what Nikan's given us. And Sandy has been I've learned so much from her over the years, over several of these things. And then Jerry, I spoke with this week, had an emergency heart surgery to repair something that she was born with and she didn't even know. And the comments that the doctors made about her heart when they cut her open and got in there, and they just were absolutely, absolutely blown away. So they're both going to be sharing next week, and then 2 weeks from today, Ken and Byra Anderson, who are the newest recipients of Ken and Donna Hankins' Eagle Award. I'm not going to spoil the surprise to tell you. We'll talk more about that in 2 weeks, but they'll be with us, and fresh out of the Austin Summit as well. And then 3 weeks from today, we have no stranger. He's been with us before, but Dr. John Jackson. We'll be back with us again, fresh from a trip, and just, oh my goodness. And if you don't know Dr. Jackson, every Monday morning at 7 a.m. on the West Coast, he hosts the Nikan Prayer Call. Has nothing really to do with how the products work or, his doctoral expertise, but just how the mind works, how the spirit works. And we get together on that one every Monday. Let's see, I covered that. I also, the last thing I wanted to announce or remind folks of, and I want to thank Chris Thayer for passing this on, because I did not receive it directly from Nikan, and that is, well, I'm looking for a date on this. There it is. May 1st. Many, many auto ship changes.
Yes.
And let me explain to you why, if I understand, and I'll have a confirmation on this come this Wednesday so I can elaborate more next Saturday. But with the inception, of with the introduction of the power chip, that Dynaflux technology completely, completely revolutionized. I mean, that's even more significant, and Lynn Marie, you remember this, of going from a concentric circle pattern to a checkerboard pattern, then to a triangular pattern, and then to the equilateral pattern. I mean, those series
of... The RAM and then the Dynaflex and all.
Exactly. When you change the technology and you modify the design, it changes everything. I mean, Dennis Estes said, you know, this product, referring to the power chip, he said, this is a game changer. And when you change the design so drastically, it would be rather stupid to say, well, let's go ahead and keep the mini and the super mini and the flex. Let's go ahead and keep those, just for old time's sake.
No, we have to go forward.
You have to go forward. I mean, you talk about any other industry, whether it's the auto industry, the computer industry, the cell phone industry. You find different ways to make it smaller, better, more penetrating. That being said, the MagBoy, the Super Mini, the Flex, the MagSteps, the MagStrides, those items, and including the power chip on an individual basis and the power patch in a single box, those eight items will not be available starting May 1st on AutoShip. Okay? I'm not sure about why the power chip and the power patch. We're not discontinuing those two things, obviously, because we just introduced the power chip, and the power patch came in 2008. But as far as being able to order them via AutoShip, they're not going to be available in AutoShip. Okay? I do know for six of those eight that I just read through, the MagBoy, the Mini, the Super Mini, the Flex, the MagSteps, and the MagStrides, we're going to see a change. And if you're all bent out of shape about this, well, you need to go get a copy of the book. It's called Change or Die.
Good book.
Okay? Haven't even read it. I don't need to read it. Just the title alone convicts me and causes me to remember that I got to change, got to go with it. But we don't want to continue utilizing a design, even though it worked fantastic, when we're going to introduce a new design, the Dynaflux technology, into something like a flex. You know, if it penetrates and works more effective than what we had, as Lynn, you said, a mud flap,
yeah.
Then why would you want to go back and keep retaining the old?
Because a lot of people don't like change.
Well, and I understand that. So if you're looking at that and you're going to get bent out of shape about the flex disappearing, well, order a bunch of them now, stock up, and then you can have some fun with those. And if I'm being too crass or too direct, I won't apologize for it, because I know what I've seen in just the few months that we've had the power chip at how effective and how quickly it works. And why would you want to go back? I mean, anyways.
Well, and how awesome it is to be able to go so much more forward, you know, in leaps and bounds.
And with a slight price increase, and I look at the mini to the power chip. I mean, you're talking $18 versus $25.
Yeah, but how can you put a dollar value on something that's like mega difference?
Yeah, no, you can't.
You know, there is no dollar value you can put on life.
Right. No, there'd be, I guess, the difference that I'm thinking, like in German auto industry, the difference between a Volkswagen Beetle to a Porsche.
Yes.
Okay, there's a dollar difference, but come on. I mean, give me a break. I mean, a bug doesn't turn heads like it did when they introduced it, you know, this round little bump of a car compared to a Porsche, you know, a 911 Carrera, you know, or a Porsche Boxer convertible. I mean, come on. And I'm not really a car kind of guy, but I think people understand where I'm going with this. So Anyway,
as long as you don't refer to vets for Dennis Williams.
No. So, anyway, Vance,
it's Bill from Winnipeg.
Good morning, Bill.
Could I get on here for a second before we leave?
What if I say no?
Well, I know that you wouldn't. I've listened to you enough that I know you wouldn't.
Yes, Bill, please chime in.
I can't imagine how they would change the Mag Boys. I just give you a little bit of info here. I've had a rediscovering of my Mag Boys. And I'm very, very fit, very athletic, and do lots of things, very active. And I learned this from a therapist from Saskatchewan who uses them very extensively in his massage and other type of therapy business just recently. And I use these very extensively on myself. I've started to take these to the gym where I was working on people, but I never got any action. But since I've had these in the gym for the last month, the questions and the prospects that I've had, it's just been amazing. I can't imagine how they can change these besides the fact that if you look at these Mag Boys very closely, the balls, they're coated in a thicker plastic.
Mm-hmm.
Some ways that these fall out of your tool that you're using them on, whether it's the wand, whatever,
mm-hmm.
Or the case, they break. But other than that, these things are amazing. I can't imagine us changing. I could see the back flex being changed, especially with the new chip technology. Matter of fact, I insert a couple of chips inside of my back flex right now, and it still works great. So maybe some comments there from you.
You put the power chips in with the flex?
Yeah, sure. I have a holder. Of course, I have the
far infrared back wrap.
Yeah, the back wrap that it fits into it, and I just slip them inside, whatever, and just to give it a little bit more oomph. I've always felt they work without it, but yeah, that's one other way of using it.
Hey, Bill, I'm gonna put you on the spot, and I'm gonna ask you a quick question. Would you be willing if on May the 12th, I've got several people who have shared some powerful stories. I refrain from using the word testimonies anymore because it just throws people off. But would you be willing on May the 12th to share that story as you just shared about going to the gym and what you're doing on that call if I open up the line?
I sure would.
Okay. Well, I'm writing it on the calendar now because that's an opening that I had. That's a slot, a date I had not filled yet. So we're going to call that Story Time with Bill. No, we're not going to call it Story Time with Bill. But and for those of you still on the line, please, please do me a favor. Don't be shy. Start gathering some of your stories that are recent, or maybe they're old. Maybe they're 20 years old or a decade old. But just powerful stories that you know of how, you know, Nikan Solutions have changed people's lives. And we'll be sharing them on that call. And it'll just be a ton of fun. We haven't done one of those in a long time, and we're long overdue. And I've collected these stories that people have emailed to me. And I want to share them. And I want to have them share them because they would do it more passionately than I would. So appreciate that, Bill.
Anytime, Vance.
Okay. Hey, if there's not any other comments or questions, I'm going to sign off. And as always, if you've got a question or comment, *6 on your phone, or you can just simply pick up the phone and call me direct. But if it's something that would be beneficial to the group, please don't be shy. Please don't hesitate at all by hitting *6.
Hey, Vance.
Yes.
Chris. I was just thinking about Bill's comment, and you're asking for commentary on comments. I can't imagine the Mag Boy being improved, but then we couldn't imagine the Power Mag before it came out. Couldn't imagine the RAM technology before it came out. You know, Nikan constantly amazes me.
Mm-hmm.
So just to think the Mag Boy can't be improved, I've got a few ideas on things that I've wanted to try out just for fun.
Yeah.
That with the power chip that could have essentially be a modification to the Mag Boy, if you will.
Right,
so,
and the thing
don't be surprised by what they come out with.
Yeah, no, and the thing is, Dave Balzer and Nancy Cahey and the rest of the people that they get, Kurt Foley made the comment to Reed Nelson, and this was a long time ago, I can't remember how long ago it was. He said, you know, what Nikan Wellness consultants often probably don't realize or even think about, and I'd admit it because I thought, oh, I never really think about it either. He said, we get dozens upon dozens of companies, inventors, manufacturers that approach us all the time.
I heard once they get over 1,000 patent ideas a year.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. That you're talking about 3 a day. Now, whether those are emailed or those are people showing up on their front, you know, the front door. I mean, I can only imagine those receptionists there at the front when, you know, somebody walks in with their, you know, briefcase or their satchel, you know, with another latest greatest idea. But there are just multitude of ideas of solutions and products that when you have a company, as Jonathan Hallstrom so beautifully describes Nikan as an icon in the industry, when you have a company that's approaching 40 years now, other people hear about it and say, hey, this would be the company to market what we have. They don't even consider the fact that, well, maybe this wouldn't even fit into the whole wellness home concept. That thought doesn't cross their mind. But they're looking for a team of people, a marketing team, much like us as wellness consultants, to get their item, their product. This could be their ticket to, you know, their fame and fortune. And we've seen these things happen over the years. And, Chris, you're nailing it on the head when you're saying that we can't, it's hard for us to imagine, you know, them improving on what we already had. But there's always room for improvement. Why would they need to improve, you know, an amazing HEPA filter like the Air Wellness Power 5 Pro? Well, you get the Kinko Air purifier and you're going, okay, now I understand. You know, there's a big difference between, you know, OPA and HEPA. I mean, huge, huge difference. And, you know, so anyhow, if there's nothing else, I'm giving these big pauses, and I'm hearing nobody. So I'm going to sign off. Thank you, everybody, and especially thank you, Lynn Marie, for such awesome, awesome insight and energy and wisdom. And
oh, it's hard to go back to those times. I don't like to go back. In fact, usually I'm in tears.
you're an amazing
company to bring us these cutting-edge, one-of-a-kind, unique, best-in-the-world technologies. And they haven't even come into the United States with the biggest percentage yet.
Mm-hmm.
They have all of it in the safe in Japan. You know, it's just things that we couldn't even comprehend because we're not ready for it yet.
Yeah.
But oh boy, what an opportunity to look forward to.
Yeah, and it's just going to continue to get better. But we have to do our part and continue to open our mouths and keep sharing.
That's right.
So.
Well, I think a lot of it is to allow people to feel, or allow them to see, Vance, that they're missing out.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunity is there. They can come forward.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you very much.
Hey, thank you again, and everybody else, have a fantastic weekend. And if there's a holiday that I'm missing that's happening this... Oh, it's Eastern Orthodox. Yeah, Easter. So for any of you who are practicing Orthodox people, have a great Orthodox Easter. I knew that because they're celebrating in Ethiopia. Actually, they're starting right now. They're 11 hours ahead. So have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you, if not before, next Saturday, same place, same you know, time and all that stuff, and we'll go from there. All right? So thank you again, and we'll talk to you all soon.
Thank you, man. God bless.
Bye-bye. Bye, Justine.
Thank you, God.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.